All right, guys, it's looking like Sony has to pay up. They had a $7.8 million PS5 settlement. And apparently, yeah, they're going to have to pay gamers quite a bit. Everybody's talking about this, including People Magazine. Sony PlayStation users may be eligible for $7.8 million in refunds due to digital store lawsuit. Some users may receive compensation in the form of cash value PSN account credits. Okay, so you're not getting money? Sony PlayStation users may be eligible for refund after a preliminary settlement agreement was approved for a 2023 class action lawsuit involving purchases of digital games. Sony was accused of monopolizing the market and causing consumers to pay more for specific digital games that were purchased via the PlayStation Store. According to the law firm, they handled this. They released this on April 29th. The plaintiffs allege the company violated federal antitrust law and certain state laws. We talked about this with Nintendo the other day, that they were, you know, kind of dipping a toe into price fixing with Amazon, and then they thought better of it. They're like, hey, we could, you know, get penalized for this heavily, and here we are with Sony. Sony has denied any wrongdoing. The court has not decided if the company violated any laws. We'll talk about this before we get into it any further. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. For less than the cost of one super chat, we do not do a bunch of live streams over here. Check us out at more.clownfishtv.com. That's more.clownfishtv.com for more Clownfish TV paywalled content over there. We've been posting some stuff on YouTube that we don't want to post on YouTube, some more political type stuff. We've done a deep dive into why the webcomic scene died. All kinds of content over there. So check it out. Thank you very much. And you're going to have to bear with me. My voice is not 100%. We're actually getting over COVID for the third time in like 5 years. I'm getting kind of tired of this. Anyway, this is going back to the People article. Sony's denied any wrongdoing. The Northern District of California preliminarily approved the proposed settlement that would see Sony PlayStation paying $7.85 million to case members. Per the release, to be eligible, consumers must have purchased one or more specific Sony video games through the PlayStation Store from April 1st, 2019 through December 31st, 2023. Eligible games include The Last of Us. Oh my gosh, Call of Duty Classic and Assassin's Creed Chronicles China, among others. The list of all eligible games is available here. Well, what games are they giving you a refund for? Let's see here. Oh my God, there's a bunch. There are two pages. Okay, let's just take a look at some of the games here. Let's see, Call of Duty Classic, Persona, Need for Speed, Star Wars Battlefront, Final Fantasy 14 Online Starter, No Man's Sky, Jackbox, Jack and Daxter, Twisted Metal, Killzone. So check out this list. This is the Sony Buchman Declaration Edits Incorporated. You can find that out there. All right, instead of cash, users may receive compensation in the form of cash value PlayStation credits. Okay, the court has scheduled a hearing to decide whether to approve the settlement and the plan for allocating the settlement amount to class members as well as other details. So let's see how you can get these Sony bucks. Let's see here. This is on May 4th. This is coming from Insider Gaming. What is the Sony PlayStation refund lawsuit controversy settlement amount and compensation explained? You might have heard about it. Yes, you did just now. Why was Sony PlayStation sued? Yeah. Class action lawsuit was filed against Sony in 2023 relating to digital games bought through the PlayStation Store, and a full settlement was revealed on April 29th. An article by PR Newswire stated the defendant, Sony, allegedly violated federal antitrust law and certain states' laws in unlawfully eliminating competition and monopolizing the market for Sony digital games, causing consumers to pay more for certain digital games than they otherwise would have paid. Despite Sony's denying any wrongdoing, the settlement was agreed. Sometimes it's cheaper just to settle. And that's why a lot of these companies do it. They don't settle because they're like, oh, we're afraid of discovery, or oh, we're afraid, you know, this, that, or, you know, something's going to come out or whatever. Sometimes they're like, you know what? It's going to be a pain in the ass and it's going to be years of court battles, legal fees, it's just whatever. Just give them some money back. We're Sony. We've got $7.8 million laying around to resolve the plaintiffs' and settlements' class members' claims against the defendant, which includes anyone eligible for a refund. More on the refund details below. Let's take a look at the settlement. Let's see. The money is going to be paid out. How is it going to be paid out? Okay, attorney fees, of course. Reimbursement of reasonable costs and expenses incurred by class counsel in connection with the action, payment from the settlement fund or attorney's fees in the aggregate of $30,000 for service awards to Augustin Kakari, Adrian Kajajujuju, and Alan Newmark in recognition of their efforts. Reimbursement from SCI, the settlement class. Yes, it's all going to the lawyers. That's why they do these class action lawsuits. You know that, right? It's not really to help the consumers. It's the lawyers smell easy money. And that's why they do it. Let's go out to IGN here. Select PlayStation users may be eligible for refunds. This is on X. Miles says, every digital game I do not own, I want a refund for. Yeah, that is a good point. Cursed Anime says, PlayStation should refund me because I don't play their trash system and I'm owed money to pay for my Xbox subscription. This person says, how do we file the claim? A lot of those games I purchased during that time. King Jayton says, this post has been all over the internet about the $7.85 million lawsuit that got denied in 2025. I bought two games off that list. Might be able to use that refund toward Assassin's Creed Shadows. There we go. Grok, is this real? Yeah, it's real. It's real. All right, I'll take it. Just grab them in the biscuit. $1 to $3 in store credit is effing laughable. Maybe GameStop, maybe they should buy a PlayStation store. There you go. This is only in the U.S., in case anyone didn't know. All right, I'm getting paid. Everybody about to check their PSN purchase history right now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there we go, guys. See if you can get some money back, I guess, if you bought one of those games. Really, it'd probably be worth getting the money back if you bought one of those games, the game sucked, and you haven't refunded it. Maybe this will go a little toward making it better. I don't know. I'm going to wrap it up. It's been a long day. I'm not feeling too great. So we'll talk to you guys later. Again, check out more, more.clownfishtv.com. We'll talk later.